BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是佳莹。
And I'm Sam, welcome.
本期节目的问题来自听众孟日，我们来听一下他的问题。
I have listened to your program for some months. It helps me a lot. Could you tell me the difference between consequence, outcome, and result?
听众孟日想知道这三个词之间的区别，它们都可以做名词使用，翻译成结果。
Generally speaking, these three nouns all talk about something that happens after another event, but there are differences in formality and connotation.
一般来说，这三个词都用来谈论某件事情发生后出现的情况，但它们之间的主要区别在于其正式程度和隐含的意思不同。
Yes, result, for example, is the most neutral of the three words. It's not formal or informal.Positive or negative.
是的，名词 result 的基本含义是结果，在问题中的三个词当中，它的正式程度居中，也是最中性的一个。
Result is a countable noun, so you will see it in the singular and the plural forms. It is also sometimes followed by the preposition of.
Result 是可数名词，复数是 results， 后面可以接介词 of. The results of something.用来具体说明前面所描述的情况是哪件事情的结果。听两个例句。
Her promotion was the result of hard work and dedication. To get the best results, use fresh eggs and make sure they're at room temperature.
上面我们讲到名词 result 一般来说是比较中性的。但它有时还可以表示好的或令人满意的成果成效，在表达这个含义的时候常用复数 results。 听两个例句。
We've spent a lot of time on our garden and we're finally starting to see the results. They've brought in a new coach for next season. They think he will get results.
Now, we can also use result in more specific situations, like when we're talking about the score of a sports match, for example.
除了指体育比赛的结果比分以外，名词 result 还指考试或测试的分数，以及化验结果、实验结果。
Let's listen to one example for each of those situations we mentioned now.
What are the football results? I couldn't watch the game.Our teacher said she'd give us our test results next week. We need to wait for the results of your blood tests before we can make a diagnosis.
好了，接着看名词 outcome. Outcome 同样有结果的意思，具体表示一个行为或情况造成的后果或影响。Outcome 与 result 的含义非常相似，主要区别在于 outcome 更正式，所以使用频率相对较低。
Exactly. And another thing to notice is that even though outcome is a countable noun, it's almost always used in the singular form.
没错，虽然名词 outcome 是可数的，但它几乎总是用作单数形式。听两个例句。
We don't yet know what the outcome of the meeting will be.Selling the company and dividing the assets among the three founders was the best outcome for everybody.
最后我们来讲一讲名词 consequence. 它是可数名词，意思是特定行为或情况的后果。这个后果通常很严重和糟糕。Consequence 的正式程度居中。
Yes, we often use this countable noun when talking about something serious. In fact, serious is an adjective you'll often see used to describe consequence. Here are your examples.
Smoking can have serious consequences for your health. As a consequence of the bad weather, many flights were cancelled.
希望大家在听了我们的讲解后对名词 result,Outcome 和 consequence 之间的区别有了一定的理解。
It was another great question. Thanks for sending us in. Don't forget that anyone listening can send in their questions too.
如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎通过微博向我们提问。我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.china.elt@bbc.com www.newsletter.co.uk。谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，我们下次再会。
Until next time, bye bye.
Bye.
BBC Learning English.